end.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, yeah, what's happening, y'all? Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. Tonight, I am operating at a disadvantage. I am a little hoarse tonight, which means that I won't be able to give you my, you know, how I'm usually am on these shows. But nevertheless, I am still down with whatever. OPP, yeah, you know me. Now listen, tonight, I told you guys before I wrote a book, right? It's called The Hook Up Chronicles. So every now and then, we're going to look at the Chronicles and discuss chapters. Tonight, we are discussing chapter 15, Bad Sex. So here's the QOD. And it's really a discussion topic for tonight. How do you recover from a bad sexual encounter? What do you do? We're going to talk about it and have fun. Folks, you know we keep you updated when it comes to the weather. That's 30 minutes away. Plus, we have a news update courtesy of NPR News. That's only seconds away, and a three-minute commentary should be a powerful one today. Folks, put your seatbelts on. It's time to get it going because I'm coming, and we're coming. We're coming. I'm coming. We're coming. I'm coming, we're coming, we're coming, I'm coming. But I'm confusing myself. T.O., get the party started, my man. Let's do this.
Get your popcorn ready.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Boom! You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Secretary of State John Kerry is back in Cairo, where he will spend another day working toward a ceasefire in Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman traveled with him to Israel in the West Bank today.
Secretary Kerry says he's making progress and hopes to get to a ceasefire and then longer-term negotiations about the future of Gaza. But neither he nor a grim-looking Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to reporters after their two-hour-long meeting in Tel Aviv. U.S. officials say the Israelis have real security concerns about Hamas militants tunneling under Israeli villages. Hamas has also shown little interest in a ceasefire, demanding the lifting of the blockade of Gaza first. But that's a non-starter for the U.S. and for Egypt, which borders Gaza and is playing a lead role in this diplomacy. Kerry plans to base himself in the Egyptian capital at least until Friday morning. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Cairo.
Not far from the location where a Malaysia airplane went down, pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine are saying they shot down two Ukrainian jet fighters today. According to the separatists, one of the pilots was killed while another was reportedly able to eject the plane and is being sought by rebel fighters. The insurgents, who've denied having missiles that could hit a passenger jet at cruising altitude, say they do have missiles capable of bringing down planes flying lower than that. Fighting on the ground continues between the rebel forces and Ukrainian government troops. Top administration officials say the Sunni militants, who now control large parts of Iraq and Syria, represent a threat that is worse than Al-Qaeda. NPR's Craig Windham reports the official told a House panel today the U.S. has stepped up surveillance flights over Iraq, but has not yet authorized airstrikes by unmanned drones as requested by the Iraqi government.
Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Brett McGurk, who's just back from several weeks in Iraq, says the Sunni extremist group is a highly effective, sophisticated military organization.
It is far better than the Al-Qaeda in Iraq that we fought.
Pentagon official Alyssa Slotkin agrees.
They are very, very experienced and war-tested.
And she says they're also self-financed. Both officials say there is no military solution to the Sunni insurgency. McGurk says the group must be starved of resources, manpower, and foreign fighters, and there must be significant political reforms in the Iraqi government. McGurk says the request for drone attacks is still under consideration. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
European Union antitrust investigators are saying they plan to ramp up their investigation into online company Google, including complaints over how the company's search engine displays competitors' links. According to a report by the Wall Street Journal today, it's also likely to an earlier agreed-upon settlement will be revised. In February, Google agreed to make concessions. Google could also face other investigations by the EU. Google's been the focus of a three-year investigation after charges by competitors, including Microsoft. The company promotes its own services at their expense. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 26 points. The S&P rose 3 points today. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's three-minute commentary starts now.
You know, lately I've been watching a lot of police brutality videos, and let me tell you, it makes me sick to my stomach to watch cops beat the hell out of unarmed men, and most of those men are of African-American descent. It's really disturbing and troubling, especially for us older guys, people who are in our mid-40s and 50s, because when we were younger, we were always taught that police officers were our friends. That if you saw a police officer, if you got yourself in a bad situation, you should do one of two things. Either you find a police officer or you go to the nearest fire station, right, and talk to a fireman. But when you watch videos like this, it makes you say, oh my God, how can people get away with doing this in America? Why aren't most of these police officers prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law? But I will say this, and I know that some of my African American people will get upset when I make this comment, because they got pissed off at Bill Cosby when he made his pound cake speech. One video in particular that I watched was a young man who was in the police station. They tackled him for some odd reason. I don't know why until this day. But they told him to put his hands behind his back and he wouldn't do it. Now, this guy probably weighed about 145 pounds, maybe 50 pounds soaking wet, maybe 170 pounds. There was these two big white Bubba police officers. These two could have passed as a wrestling tag team in the WWE. And they pounced on this guy. And because this young man did not put his hands behind his back, they beat the hell out of him with batons. And they kept saying, put your hands behind your back. And he was like, sir, you know, sir, I'm hurt, sir. My legs are broke, sir. You broke my legs, sir. They kept beating him. And here I am watching this saying, brother, put your hands behind your back. Comply. Now, I know that a large amount of you all out there who are listening to the sound of my voice will say, well, Jay, it probably would not have made a difference anyway. And you know what? You may be correct. But I think about MMA, right? Mixed martial arts. You know, when a person is in the ring and they get hurt, there are one or two ways that that person can be saved. The referee can look and say, okay, this person can no longer protect themselves. Let me intervene. Or that person has the ability to tap out, to let the other person know, okay, I've had enough, I'm done. Tap out, young brothers. Tap out. And all I'm saying to you is, I'm not telling you to surrender who you are, what you're all about. I'm just saying that let's conform and comply with some of the lawful orders that the police officers are giving us in those situations. But hear me, and I'm going to extend the three-minute commentary just a little bit longer to say this. Do not misinterpret my remarks as justifying what these cowards are doing. They are cowards and they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Would you like to take yourself off mute, man?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it you, Mr. Elias? Hey, man, did you just curse?
Did I what?
Did you just curse?
No, I sure didn't. I didn't say not one word to you.
I think you said you like to take that S-H-I-T off. I think that's what you said, bro. I think that's what you said.
Well, you go back and listen to the master that you should apologize to me. Okay?
Okay, I will. Not. What's up, Mr. Elias, man? Welcome back, you sorry sap saga.
Man, what's going on, man? Wow. You threw me in the commentary, got me a little fired up, but hey, man, it is what it is.
Hey, why did you get you fired up, brother? You know, we have a few minutes before we bring the gang in. What's up? Why are you upset, dog?
I watched him choke this young brother out in New York that just, all he did was break up a fight.
You talking about the dude that had 6 kids?
Yes. You know?
Yeah.
He was just in that pocket to him. And they choked him out. I'm like, wow, this is nuts. It's just damn nuts,
bro.
I was like, this don't make no damn sense, man. You know, after that man lost his life over him breaking up a fight. And everybody was like, he was breaking up a fight. He was breaking up a fight. They didn't care. They did not care, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy, man. I think we're going to talk about this on Sunday, one of the topics, because, you know, it's like it's getting worse, you know, and it's like, come on, guys, really? I mean, what's up with this, you know? So
it's salt on us, man. It's not just us. They're assaulting them. They're assaulting men, period. You know, they're taking people
really?
Out, period. Yeah, it's not just us. They're starting to take out white people, too, so, you know.
Awesome.
Police officers, they don't have to care about taking them out. They damn sure don't care about taking us out. So.
What did my man say? The chickens have come home to roost.
That's what he said. Wow.
Yeah, so, man, how was your D.C. trip, Mr. Elias?
Man, it was off the chisel, man. It was off, man. It was off the chain, man. I had a good
time. Did you get some D.C. booty?
No, man. I'm committed to one woman. I'm a one woman man, as Dave Hollister would say. So no, I.
Oh damn.
No, I didn't. No. Mm-mm.
Well, you know what, bro?
One woman man, brother. You know, I did run into Jackson Brown, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, man. He was at the Soul Food restaurant, man. You know,
okay.
So, you know, we hooked up, talked a little bit. And I told him about, you know, cause, you know, I used to promote comedy here, and he knew who I was. We talked about one of the brothers that we were all close with had passed on, and he got a little teary-eyed, man. So, you know.
Yeah, did you tell him about our show, Mr. Elias?
No, I sure did, man. I just, you know, it really wasn't. I was drinking at the time, man. I'm just going
to. Oh, it wasn't on your mind, huh? You know what? I'm done talking to your sorry black ass. This dude, I can't believe this guy. Like the damn match. This dude, man. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Mr. Elias. You're the greatest.
Take a bullet for a stranger.
You might as well.
Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm
telling you,
my kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama.
I knew I was looking good.
She was.
Chemical
shoes on.
Yes. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Positively. Woo.
Oh, my goodness. Who wants to ride? I wants to ride. What's up, Mama Bay?
I bet you do, boo. I bet you do. Mr. Elias, welcome back to the party. Mr. Elias, J-Rob,
the
even, my brother. Yes, I am here.
Sounds like
have no fear. Momo B is here.
Yes.
How you doing, baby? Texas Sam.
I am fine. How are you?
I didn't look. I'm gonna use one of those tired ass lines. I didn't ask you how you look. I asked you how you feel.
How you feel?
Damn, broke down Negro lines. I ain't ask you how you look. I asked you how I feel. Well, you know me, Mama B. What it is, yo? What's up? Can a brother get in your stuff? Mr. Elias, here to Mr. Elias. Come on, you want? Come on, we gonna be all today, my brother.
What's up? Part of this?
What you doing?
Huh? What?
Oh, what it is, yo? What's up?
What's
can a brother get in no your work? Stuff?
Give me your number.
Like how?
Can I follow that ass to the mall?
To the mall? Take your home, let you jingle out. Boom, boom, boom. Damn, woo! Bro. Are you out of practice? Not only did you... Now, what do you think
yes.
about that, Momo B? This
yes.
guy...
He's been away too long.
I know. What about this guy? He sits down with J. Anthony Brown. He crying with J. Anthony Brown. He did not think one time to mention our show. What's
yeah,
up with
something
that?
Wrong with that picture. Something wrong with that, for real.
That's not wrong with that picture. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna miss
no,
my, my
no.
mentor, man. My mentor, this dude is my
well,
mentor.
Well, he's your mentor. You need to be telling him how he mentored you in your life and what you're doing now to give back. That's what you should have. That's
no,
why
no,
the main reason
the
why it should have came
I'm
up.
I'm talking about the guy me and him were talking about. That was my mentor in the promotion game. This guy mentored me and you know taught me how to do the promotion game. So you know that's how I got introduced to J. Anthony Brown anyway. So.
Okay, so I get it.
Well, I don't.
Let me translate. When he was chilling over there with J. Anthony Brown, you know, discussing the whole mentorship, he was saying in his mind with J. Bow in the background, and he said, "Ain't nobody got time for that." That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. And he's laughing, too. Ain't a damn thing
that's
funny about that, Mr. Elias.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't get it.
That's what he said. He thought about it. It did pop up in the back of his mind, but that's what he told himself. He said, ain't nobody
yeah.
got time for that. Look, I was drinking.
I don't give a damn about that. I can't believe you, bro. You know what, man? And you cannot talk about no one else from this point with some of the mess you do, man.
No one.
Hi there. Sex is for sex.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood!
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I stayed there.
See, look, see, she started. She didn't leave. Who the hell are these? Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress with no
drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying
myself.
Sex is for
sex. Hello, Miss Terry, baby. Hey, everybody. Hey, Mama B. Hey, Elias.
Hey, Miss Terry. Hey, baby. How you doing, girl?
Somebody
should be
able to say hey to you. Say hey. Let me ask you a question, Miss Terry. Let's say that you were sitting somewhere crying with Tom Joyner.
Uh-huh.
Do you think there's a
no.
possibility?
No.
Did you say no?
No.
She said no. She said hell no.
No.
Oh, really?
Because I'm in a conversation. You know, I probably mentioned the explosion before I mentioned Jay.
Oh, damn. I've been waiting a long time for this.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Show your ass out of here. Welcome to the...
I love it.
Oh, man, I haven't used
I
that button.
I love it. Yeah,
I had to blow the dust off that damn button.
Well, you just said I've been waiting a long time for this. I had to pause because I didn't know what was coming next.
Yeah, see, it's been so long.
Welcome
in.
Long.
blow. All right, the Wednesday edition. You know what time it is.
I say pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. All right, listen, folks, 10 Good Minutes where we kind of talk about things that are on our mind. And, you know, I got an email, Mr. Elias, from a brother that calls himself Steady Freddy.
All right.
And this is what he said. He said, why do we not accept questions from the audience anymore? And, you know, and I responded back, it's not the fact that we don't do it. We just, you know, we just have a show. He said, well, we should start incorporating that in the show more often, solicit questions for a couple of weeks, and then, you know, do what they need to do. Now, here's the deal. He wanted me to bring this one up, and so I said, you know what, I'll bring it up during 10 Good Minutes, since we are talking about the Hookup Chronicles. He said his wife makes it a point to wear sexy panties to work. So now, here's the deal. Should he be concerned about her wearing sexy panties to work?
No.
Your thoughts, Miss Elias?
No.
Why not?
Why not? Should he be concerned?
Why? Okay, I mean, why? Okay, she's at work. She makes it a point.
Maybe she wants to feel sexy at work.
Maybe hey, Mr. Elias, you can feel sexy in cotton drawers.
Can you?
No, you can't.
No.
What do you mean? Well, yeah, hold up. So are you are you trying to tell me?
I've seen a woman in cotton drawers, you're like, ooh, wee, those cotton drawers.
Well, see, so you just proved my point, because somebody is seeing them. That's why.
No, that's not why. That's not a point at all. No. Can I answer the question? Cause
absolutely, since you're bumping your damn guns anyway, why not?
Oh, thank you. Okay, Steady Freddy, this is the deal. If I have a dresser full of sexy drawers, I'm wearing my dresser full of sexy drawers. I buy sexy drawers because I like the way they look on me. I like the way they feel on me. They look so pretty and so cute. When I pick them up, I say, oh, yeah, this is going to look nice on me. That's what I do. I go in it, and I'm like, okay, yeah, boom. So I buy my sexy drawers. I got all kinds of sexy drawers. So me personally, when I get up in the morning, I open my drawer, and I say, which ones am I going to wear today? All of them are sexy. So if you're sitting there watching me, you may be thinking like, oh, she's trying to pick out a special pair. It's not a special pair. I'm just thinking about the colors I'm going to wear, what color I wore yesterday. I don't want to wear the same color. It may be a different panty, but I never want to wear the same color 2 days in a row. That's just me. I don't do that. So when he's looking at her, it may look like it's something deeper than what it is, but it's not. So if I don't have all these sexy panties, why should I just go all out to wear some little cotton drawers just because I'm going to work? I don't even own a pair of cotton drawers. So why would I be thinking to wear just, oh, I'm going to work, so let me just wear my little plain drawers. And then other times, what am I supposed to do? Just wear my sexy underwear when? When? On the weekend? Or when it's me and him going out to dinner once or twice a month?
But here we go. But why do you make it a point to pull them out?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, he said she makes it a point to wear sexy drawers.
How was it the point? You see, that's what's missing.
I don't know.
And of course, I was just about to say, you can't interpret that because you're not him. So I don't know what the point is.
Right.
I don't know what he means by the point.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. Elias. Do you wear manly drawers to work? Do you wear, like, drawers that got polka dots and tongues and all that stuff? Do you wear sexy drawers to work, Mr. Elias?
He said polka dots.
I wear my boxes to work.
Okay, so now, don't you have a special pair of drawers that you pull out when it's time to get busy and say, yeah, I know somebody going to see these things tonight. But you got a pair of special drawers, Mr. Elias?
No, I don't. I sure.
Oh, you just wear your raggedy drawers all the time, huh?
I don't have raggedy drawers. That's just it. When my drawers are out, they out. They ain't like yours where they got holes in them and, you know, elastic to stretch the hell out and all that other stuff. When my drawers are done, I throw them away. I don't need them.
Okay, let me ask you. Okay, all right, Miss Terry, I'm done with you, man.
Yes.
Miss Terry,
I don't know why
if a female, oh damn, oh really, oh damn.
But let me say this. If I can get mines at work, I'm going to get mines at work. I can have sexy draws. I can have no draws. I can have cotton draws. If I'm going to get mines at work. And so I don't even know why men trip off that. You know, here we go. That's crazy to me. That doesn't make any sense.
How is it crazy?
It is.
Hold on, but wait a minute now. So I can imagine. Let me tell you what I'm thinking this dude is thinking. He laying in the bed. You know, people got their regular, she got regular bras on.
He's laying in bed watching this woman get dressed. Let me tell you something. Let's get this straight. He should be getting ready for work.
Mm-hmm. First of all, you don't know what he does for a living. He could be an entrepreneur. He could go to work later than her.
He need to be on his money and work and, you know.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he is. You're not going to have a full-out attack on Steady Freddy, okay? Because that's what y'all do. Y'all try to blame the men. It ain't going to happen tonight.
I'm telling you,
I got
Steady's
back.
Steady Freddy has some issues.
Why has it always got to be that way? There's no issue.
I'm imagining
being him. I'm laying in bed. I don't have to be at work until 10 o'clock. I'm an entrepreneur. I can go to work where the hell I want to. Matter of fact, I go work downstairs in my damn mansion. Right, my baby gets up, you know, you got some regular nice matching underwear, you know, nice, but she putting on the damn lace, black smooth lace.
The red lace.
She put on the lace, what? I'm taking them right back off, getting up in there, you understand what I'm saying?
She going to be late for work, have to take a shower. Somebody's talking to you, Mr. Elliott. Calm your ass down, you horny bastard. She wearing the drawers that got the little pink bow in the front and the ass is all laced out. You don't need those at work. You don't need those at work.
It might look cute under what she's wearing. Maybe she really
you can't see them. Hell no. You don't need them at work, Momo. Why are you wearing drawers? Talk to me, Momo. Why are you wearing drawers? See, that's why she's laughing.
I'm laughing.
With the ass laced out.
You know what?
Yeah. Come on over.
This is what
come
I'm
on over
tell
to the dark
you.
Side.
This is what I'm telling you.
Yes.
If my man, Freddie, yes. Freddie, got up
yes.
and typed a little letter about the situation, he must see something that we don't see. What he see is his broad was normally wearing little cotton drawers, and now all of a sudden the switch up has occurred. The switch up has occurred.
Yeah.
And that's why he's feeling the way. That's why he's feeling the way. And
yes.
if he's feeling that way, I'm not going to be the one to sit here and try to defend the chick. I'm not going to do that to Steady Freddy because he want our help. He need our help.
Thank you.
Steady Freddy, what you need to do is step your game up or pack your bag, brother.
Oh, here it is. There it is.
Step it up
or
pack it up. Those are your only two options.
Really?
Because apparently the Steady has now become shook up. Steady ain't Steady no more. Steady is kind of loose. And he's losing his baby. He's losing a big buck rod. She moved on. Yes.
Thank you.
And she wasn't
you don't need no
drawers on the regular.
Thank you.
Like I said,
thank
like
you.
Me, I like pretty panties. But if he's noticing it, that means
damn.
She wasn't always into pretty panties. She wasn't always
say
into
that fast
it.
Three
but
times.
But now he's seeing a problem. There's a problem in the room. He's like, oh, damn, she don't wear those for me, but as soon as she going to work, here we go. Oh, she looking mighty white.
Yeah.
I've never seen those things before. Where she get those
thank
from?
You.
So now, that means that something's wrong in the bedroom, and Steady Freddy know what it is. So don't ask us. You already know, bro. You already know.
Well, there you have it.
Wow.
Yeah, what else you got? Who else?
Wrong.
Who else got a problem?
Yeah.
Who else got a problem?
I think
Steady Freddy got a problem like Jelly J. So,
All right.
Yo, was.
All right, whatever, whatever. All right, look, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean One, DJ Extraordinaire. Listen, if you are in the Chicagoland area, you can check out DJ Sean White. You can go to www.hitthemusic.com. You can hit him up there. You can go hit him up on Twitter, DJ Sean White. Check him out there. Or, Mr. Elliott, you know me, I have his phone number. So if you really need to reach this clown, you can dial him at 334-538-5739. 334-538-5739. It's time for a weather update, the old school Get Hype song, and we'll be back to talk about topics. It's the J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Gusty thunderstorms continue on this Wednesday night. I'm Molly Cochran here with your latest weather watch. Now, we do have a new severe thunderstorm watch box in effect across portions of the Northwest, not being outdated until later this evening. That's due to a new system that's pushing its way into the area. Now, out ahead of a cold front, gusty thunderstorms beginning to pop up along I-40. The severe thunderstorm watch boxes that are impacting the I-40 area, not going to be outdated until later this evening. And the one that does include portions of the New England states, not being outdated until 10 p.m. Eastern time. Now, taking a look right now, we do have some showers and thunderstorms now pushing through Little Rock and pushing southward along the I-40 corridor. When you see the line of showers begin to bow out like that, that is indicating some very gusty winds, darker shades of red, also meaning heavy rainfall. Taking a look towards New England and the Northeast, also some showers, thunderstorms pushing through the state of New York, also pushing just east of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. These are continuing to track their way to the major cities along I-95. Threats for tonight going to be damaging winds and small hail for Wednesday evening.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Dog. Only you can make me happy. Happy. Only you can make me happy. Like you, I feel
doing, baby? You know, I was just thinking about you. You know, I'm glad you called. So you're coming right over? Beautiful, baby. I'll be waiting. I love you too.
Can you dig it?
Hey, woman. Hey, woman. Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, now you like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little stuff over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
I'm your huckleberry.
Play ball!
Did he say play ball, or did he say play balls?
I'm sure if I try really hard, I can get them both in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back, 347-850-1272 J. Ryle Show. Beautiful Wednesday. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, Doc?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you mother suckers, man.
You shouldn't be, big boy. No more BZ is easy in the heezy. Hey, baby.
I never thought that I would find
Oh, that's a Grammy winner.
Yes. Only you can make me happy. That was a song. Happy. Oh, happy.
Oh.
Yes! That was like a pure summertime riding around just chilling song and looking for your boo. Where are you, boo? Where are you? I want to be
boo. I see you. Mama B, I'm sorry. Miss Terry is in the house. What's up, baby?
Hey, that's a club hit. Hey.
Yes.
Everybody's doing the flow.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey. Thank
yeah.
you for my life.
Woo!
Let's
get a drink. Pour one. It's 10 minutes after the hour, Wednesday edition.
Bring your own, boo. Bring your own.
Of the J. Ryle Show. All right, listen, real quick, an announcement. We're changing the URL in a matter of seconds, so if you're trying to get in, the old URL will not be any good. So come on in. You can check in through Facebook. You can check in through Tag. You can check in through other places on the web, but make sure you check in. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. And listen, the QOD tonight is not really a QOD. I wrote a book, Momo B. I wrote a book.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to write something. Oh, wait a minute. I know I'm not seeing what I'm seeing.
Oh, no.
I know I'm not
saying
what I'm saying, Mr. Elias.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, you are.
No.
I don't think you see what I see. Do you see what I see? A star. I don't know the rest of the words here. I say, I don't know the rest of the words. I say.
What do you see?
Come on, now.
Hold on, Miss Terry. Let me ask you something. Last time I checked, I did not see executive producer by your damn name. Calm your ass down.
Going on and on. Come on, now.
It's breaking news. Breaking news. I'm looking in the chat room, and our colleague from the serious side, Jerome Esprit, from EspritRadio.net, is in the damn chat room, and he actually agreed with me. Oh, my damn. Write this down.
What?
Let me read it,
what
just in case you guys
about?
Think. He said, Jay's right. You don't need them at work. What if your car... What if you are in a car accident? The EMT will be saying, I got this. We're talking about them drawers with your booty hanging out. You don't need no damn lace drawers with your booty hanging out going to work.
Wait. Did you read the rest of that, though?
No, I didn't read the rest of it. I just read that part. I don't need to read the rest of it.
You said I agree with LES. It's like
it's a time and a place for business.
You have to look at, you know, he said the rest. Hey, man, nobody's talking to you, Miss Elias.
Don't do that.
Read the rest of it.
Yes. Go ahead,
Miss
Elias. Tell Jerry
to shut up. Damn, what's that about with damn? What the hell is going on around here?
Hold up. Let's do this.
Well, you read it while we do this.
Put him on mute. Oh, no. Now we never going to hear it.
Hurry, Jerome.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. His highest desires. She's your queen. Oh, yes.
Because we can't do this all day.
And I advise you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Introducing
the very lovely
Princess Aurelia.
Oh, bow down. Bow down. Bow down. Well, hello, Dr. Princess Aurelia, the queen of inspiration. Long time no see.
How are you? How is everyone tonight? Hello.
We're fine.
You guys sound so awesome and exciting. Hello, Miss Carrie. How are you?
Hey.
You know that reminded me of. They say, "Hey, Miss Carter." They say, "Hello, Miss Carrie." Hello, my sister.
Do you have a cold?
No, I don't, darling.
Sound like.
Are you okay? Well, hello, my sister, Mama V. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. And hello, Mr. Elias.
How are you, Dr. Elias?
I'm doing well. It's been a long time. Talking about me. You haven't been on the serious side. You've been gallivanting all across the world, doing your little and have fun like a man should. Well, hello, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Princess Aurelia. How you doing?
I am doing just fine, darling. I'm doing absolutely awesome. Hey.
No, that's
all right.
I'm going to say, you know what? No, that's going to be my thing. It's going to be, hey, Miss Carter. And then everybody, the ladies are supposed to say, hey, Miss Carter,
Are you high? Are you smoking?
Well, first of all, I just want to tell everyone.
Did you smoke weed in the White House bathroom?
I just wanted to tell everyone that I'm very happy to be here tonight. And,
oh, we're happy to have you here, Dr. Aurelia. We're very happy to have you here.
Oh, well, thank you. I could tell by all of the introductions and the hellos in the beginning, I could tell the excitement in everyone's voice. So I'm really
okay, thank you. You've been talking for the last week. Okay, thank you. You said hi, and now it's time to move on. Thank you. Hello, Dr. Princess Aurelia. Sit your hands down. All right, listen, it is 15 minutes after the hour. J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. All right, look, folks. I did read that, Mr. Elias. How does this guy get into the damn White House with weed on him? I tell you, our national security is jacked up.
I don't think he's lying. I think he's lying, man. I'm telling you, man, when I was in D.C. this weekend, our tour guide took us to the Capitol building, right? So we turned down the wrong way to the Capitol building. And, dude, I'm telling you, the police were there, dogs and everything else. And the guy was like, what are you doing here? And we was like, well, the GPS told us to turn here. He said, ain't no damn GPS told you to turn here. He said, I can give you three tickets. He said, and he said, there's a sniper trained on all of y'all right now to take all of y'all out right now. I'm like, alrighty then.
Oh, he was flexing, man. You should have told him to kiss your ass. He was flexing.
Yeah, right. I was going to let him flex too because he had his hand on his gun. Yeah, his hand on his gun. What I'm going to do? Throw a bottle of alcohol at him? No, hell no. I was, nope, sorry. No thanks.
Uh-huh.
I let that let the dude go on and talk, man.
Then we find out
that the White House got dogs that do 45 miles an hour.
That's not a damn dog. That's a cheetah. What kind of damn dog is that? That dog on steroids? Is that one of Michael Vick's dogs or what? What the hell was that? Jeez.
I'm telling you, they told us that I was like a dog that does 45 miles an hour.
Man, they lying to you, man. They just try to scare you, which it worked. It sounded like it did. It worked.
Yeah, hey, when I saw that man's gun, I was like, you're right.
Oh, man, it's a weapon, Mr. Elias, you civilians and weapons. All right, look, all right, great, man. Thank you for that breakdown.
It's just a weapon, yeah.
Okay. No, it's a weapon. That's what it is. All right, it's time for the QOD, the question of the day.
Jay, that was crazy.
All right, listen, Mr. Elias, I wrote a book.
Oh, Lord.
It is called The Hookup Chronicles. And so tonight we will be exploring Chapter 15, Bad Sex. So here's what we want to know. How do you recover from a bad sexual encounter? How do you make amends when you went in there and huffed and puffed and was gone in 60 seconds? So Mr. Elias, and we're serious here, Mr. Elias, because I'm writing a book, Mr. Elias. All right? I'm making changes to this as we speak. So if we discuss a chapter tonight, Mama B told me to get my eraser out, and then I'm going to need to make changes to the book. That's what she said.
Delete.
So, yeah, that's what she said. So, Mr. Elias, how do you recover from a bad, horrible, deterrible sexual encounter?
How do you recover? I don't know, Jay. How do you recover?
This is hilarious to me.
You got more practice at it than I do, so how do you recover?
Oh, yeah, whatever. Well, okay, then you do have practice. Tell me about your situation. I can speak for myself there, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
When you were younger, I was younger,
We're not talking about when you were younger. We're talking about now.
Now, I don't have bad sexual experiences now. I don't.
Well,
I know how to put it down now.
Okay, well,
man,
see, this is why this is not going to work, because, nobody's going to... We got to talk to the women. Miss Elias, put on the phone.
Hey, trust me. There's a smile on that face. There's a smile on that face, Momo. I'm telling you. There's a smile. So as far as that goes, when I was younger, I had a couple bad experiences. But as I got older, I learned how to control myself. Bottom line, boom.
So that's a bad experience that you had was about self-control, like you was just coming too quick. You had to learn how to take yourself.
I was about to say that.
That's a lot of people's problems. A lot of people's problems.
Many
men.
I was a teenager, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Jay. Hold on. So, how did you learn to control that? So, what did you do?
Hold on. Excuse me. That's not how it works. That's
what?
Just not how this works.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry, my bad, boo. I'm sorry, boo.
Everybody interested in me, everybody wants me to answer first. The hell with all this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What the hell is going on here? That's not what that's not how it works. That's just not how it works. 347-850-1272 is the call-in number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show. All right, let's get out to the what they say.
Jealousy, and envy is a dumb ones too.
Well, first of all, Miss Elias is lying. So you know damn well that Joker. The squirted before his damn panties hit the damn ground. So he can sit there and say what the hell he want to with his lying ass. Everybody gonna lie. See, here's the deal. Here's the deal with the Hookup Chronicles. You have to be real on the Hookup Chronicles.
Especially if you're writing a book. Yes, I agree.
I wrote a damn book. I wrote a book, Miss Terry. I wrote a book. So you got to be real when it comes to the hookup problem.
Wait. When did you write the book, and where is it?
It's in the damn store of none of your damn business. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. But say this, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Man, we got my boy Daryl Plouton on the line with us. What up, DP?
Oh, man, I'm glad you called, brother. What's happening, man?
Hey, man, I'm just here chilling, man, and checking y'all out, trying to solve this problem y'all got going on, man.
Yeah, well, you know the thing is that it's ironic that your ass called in on this topic. Heller, how you doing?
I know.
I'm a sexpert. I'm a sex.
You're a sexpert.
Yes, sir.
No, you're not.
I don't have a problem telling you that. I'm gonna give you 2 long minutes. That means it was super good. That OC play was super good. That's all that means.
Two long minutes.
That's 60 seconds.
All right, so, DP. All right, talk to me. So, all right, bro. Bad sexual encounter, man. It was horrible. You went in.
Okay,
you talked all that stuff, bro. You got up in that thing, man, and, boy, it was over. It was like Superman. And don't you know, they called me. I'm sorry. Anyway, you got in there for about 2 good seconds, and your ass was gone. She looked at you and was like, damn, really? So, if that happened to you, DP,
What would you do, dog?
We're helping the brothers that's out there. How would you do it, man?
Man, either we have to blame it on the alcohol or something, man.
Oh, damn. Are you going to blame it on the alcohol? You going to lie, in other words?
Well, usually, you know, I guess you get the stamina with some alcohol, but, you know, we just have them days, man. We're not rested, and we get one good one, and it's over with. For about 15 minutes or so, and then you can come back and raise some hell for another good 2 minutes. So, you know, if you time them fast enough, two times two, you can get a half an hour.
Oh, damn, dog.
Hey, but it, it just depends, man. It depends on the woman and how you feeling, man. And, it's just, we can't be Superman all the time. Only with them special ones that turn us on like that. So you got to be truthful and let them know. It's like, hey, tonight I'm good for 3 minutes. Tomorrow I might be good for 15 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Like Bernie Mac said, you got 3 good minutes. That's a heavyweight fight. 3 good minutes. That's one round.
Hey, so you better be trying to get yours. You better be trying to get yours as fast as I'm going to get mine, because a fair exchange is not a robbery.
Oh, damn. Oh, DP, man. What the hell is wrong with you, man? All right, DP, so thank you. Hang out with us, DP, man. You know I like when you call in, man. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. J. Ryle Show. It's about 25 minutes after the hour, right? 5 minutes before the next break. Let's get back out to the phone lines. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Man, we got Dr. Ooh-wee.
Doctor Who? Oh, man, where the hell this brother been? What the hell is going on, Doctor? Ooh-wee, what's up, Big Daddy?
Hey, what's up, my friend? What's good?
Doctor Ooh-wee. Oh, man, what better topic to have?
I haven't heard from Doctor. Doctor, no, the special is Doctor Ooh-wee, and I haven't heard from him in years. Yeah, what is up?
Hey,
it is absolutely all good. I got some advice for
everybody. How come I don't know this guy? Was this back in the days?
Because your name is not Michelle Obama, you don't know everybody. Sit your ass down. Yes, Doctor Ooh-wee.
Hey, Chab, hey, I've been away for a little bit, my friend. I got some advice for everybody who actually running the show. Never get it in with those who come to your show. Man, that's how I got hooked up and slid away. Man, trying to sex all these women that was coming to my show. My bad.
Hey, man, you speak for yourself. You speak for your damn self, because that is exactly the mission. Don't be messing up our high. We got a Vegas trip planned, and I plan on going. We're gonna be gone for 6 days. I'm taking one pair of draws. So the hell with you, Dr. Ooh-wee. Yeah, whatever.
Hopefully they got no holes in them.
Welcome back, Dr. Uwe, talk to us, man. Now, bad sexual encounter, brother. You in there, you've been talking all that ooh-wee stuff. She's saying, ooh-wee, I can't wait to get with ooh-wee. And then you get in there, it's like, ooh, damn. So, ooh-wee, how would you get this situation back on course, Dr. Ooh-wee?
Hey, without being in the world of comedy and what have you, you know, real talk, this is an actual issue that a lot of us have actually suffered. Even as a grown ass man, I've suffered it once or twice in my day. It is absolutely necessary for you to get back on your diet, because a lot of us actually have a poor prostate or go through this type of suffering, whatever, because of our diet is poor. The next trip of that, I'm telling you, man, you got to, when you mess up in the bed, you got to get in her head.
Oh, there you go. That's the Dr. Uwe. I know. Get some nursery rhymes going, man. I thought you was trying to sell some damn products or something. Like, what the hell you doing, man? You selling drugs or something?
Let him know. Let him know.
You got to get into her head. And what I always have said, you got to have mental intercourse. It's not what's in between her knees, but what's in between her ears. And the truth of the matter is, as long as you can know your, as it says, it's written, out of all things, know thyself. If you can learn your stroke count, and when you know your stroke count, you can get stronger in your licking or your eating or whatever you want to call it.
Hell, Dr. Uwe, all day.
Oh, yeah.
Hold up. What do you mean your stroke count? What are you going to do? You count? I mean, how do you know what your stroke count is?
Well, we all know when we're about to bust. Okay, if you got to count that thing, I'm telling you, a lot of us, I mean, I was a young guy, whatever, I used to think about old people having sex with mayonnaise on them. That would keep me under the river. Too soon. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man, flip that out to the other side, man. You know, I used to have sex in the dark because if she was too beautiful, I didn't want to explode. So I had to learn my sex count. Right now I'm up to 75. 75, I got to pull out.
Oh my God!
It seems like to me, you said it, that you think about it in that manner, and you have to think about old people. I mean, I'm sure that's just people telling us that, because it seems like wouldn't you kind of lose your stamina at in that point? Wouldn't that just kind of kill it?
You have to trick your body into not being as aroused or as stimulated as possible. You know,
just slow down a little bit.
But once our mind get all caught up, shucks, man. Real talk of this, fellas, everybody who's listening, you know, you can have a wet dream. If you can have a wet dream without even touching yourself, man, it is possible to get her to have an orgasm in a matter of minutes. So the same thing, man. Get your mind right, you can have better sex.
The hell you talk,
you
Dr. Uwe, man. Nobody had a damn wet dream in no day in years. Excuse me, Dr.
Well,
Prince O'Dea.
I said if you can do it.
Oh, can you do it? Hold on, Dr. Prince O'Dea. I know you're hot and horny. I'm gonna let you have your opportunity in a second, but let me ask the mind magician something. Can you do that? Can you sit back and meditate and all of a sudden you got a damn greasy patch in your drawers? Can you do that, Dr. Uwe?
I think we're talking about adolescence, so I'm actually, that was my disclaimer, because we were able to do that. Yeah.
Nah. Oh, okay, thank you. No, thank you, Dr. Uwe. All right, Dr. Prince O'Dea, you can go ahead and have your sexual fantasy for a few minutes. Go ahead.
No, it's not a fantasy at all. This is what I wanted to ask Dr. Uwe is... Okay, you're talking about mental, but I really want to know if you can understand what mental is. Have you ever had a relationship that was stimulated more in a very powerful way mentally, and you both could have a stimulation that triggered an orgasm that was much greater than what you've had even physically?
Well, in other words, Dr. Uwe, she's asking, have you ever had an online relationship with somebody you've never seen before and you can just talk dirty over the phone?
No.
That's what she meant. That's what she meant. Online sex. She wasn't no... Have you ever had an online relationship?
No, because you know what's so powerful. You can
That's one. Let him answer the damn question.
But that's not what I'm asking.
Yeah, it is. You said you want to know, can you mentally stimulate somebody from afar? And you don't have to be there to put your hands on them. I heard you.
Saying,
yes, Dr. Uwe.
I'm saying with somebody that you are already connected with. However, you guys have not, maybe have not gone to that level or have gone to that level at some point. You guys experience mental sex.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, it is said that once you're around that person or you hear that person's name or what have you, you feel butterflies. And all that's the same thing. You know, it's
you
like
give me
like,
butterflies.
You cannot just get enough of this person. But you know what the sad thing about it is? Oftentimes when we have the anticipation of how good that sex is going to be, once you get it, it's never as good as your thought process alluded to.
Bam! All right, thank you, Dr. Uwe, man. It's good to hear from you again, man. Hey, bro, don't be a stranger, man. We love to, you know, we love when you come on the show, man. You know,
absolutely.
You all at the bag of chips, my brother.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, be back,
come on,
man.
Back, Dr. Uwe. Come on back, because I miss you. Mama will be missing you. I'm glad you got out, bro. Check in every week.
Got
out. Parole officer.
You got out. Oh, damn. Dr. Uwe is not telling us everything. Dr. Uwe. I got caught up with some honeys. Nah, you got caught up with the law. Orange is the new black, my brother. Orange is the new black.
That's far from where I've been.
Yeah.
I'm
what your mouth saying, Dr.
Welcome
Uwe.
Welcome back.
I ain't messing with
glad
him.
Glad to see
black
you.
Dude. For real. We're glad you're back, too, Dr. Uwe, man. Make sure, bro, you stay within that certain distance, because you know if you stroll outside of that range, bro, the cops gonna be on your dough, dog.
All my places are paid for.
100 yards.
I look, yeah, tell them I'm gonna be. You know the range. All right,
yes,
brother, man. Appreciate
the
call there, man.
Don't
hey,
do it.
You know,
it ain't
tell
worth
you what.
It.
It's not worth it. Are they? Dr. Uwe, man, you know what, man? It is good to hear from you, man. I was thinking about Dr. Uwe about 2 months ago. I'm like, you know what? This brother has fallen off the face of the planet. Where the hell is Dr. Uwe? Uwe.
And he's so much fun, too. So I'm glad
he is
back.
Fun. I'm glad he's back in the mix, too. I'm with you, Mama B, because I remember one show he was on, and we were talking about something. And, man, he had me dying. Oh, man, my stomach was hurting. I said, man, you got to stop. You got to pull up Dr. Uwe. 347-850-1272 is the call number. Bottom of the hour, J. Ryle Show. Also want to say what's up to the people listening over the J. King Network. What's happening with y'all? Coming up at the top of the hour, you guys have a great show. It's called The Music Business The Way I See It. Light Skin will be giving you tips if you are an up-and-coming artist and you would like to know the music business, and you need to tune in. This guy's been there, done that, so you need to check it out. That's coming up next on the J. King Network. And, of course, if you're hanging out with us, we always keep it smooth. It is the Listening Lounge, a very smooth lounge tonight, Mr. Elias. And more information, though, and details, let me make an announcement. If you have a show on BTR Radio and you'd like to simulcast on the TGRS Radio Network, depending on what type of format you have, we'd love to have you. We're trying to make this network active 7 days a week. Tired of people talking crap to us about not being on the air but X amount of days. So listen, if you do have a show and you do want to simulcast on this network, we have a lot of people who listen. You can come on in and be a part of it. Check us out. You can shoot us an email at thejrileshow@live.com. That's the J-R-I-L show at live.com. We're taking a break. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The J. Ryle Show and the serious side of The J. Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we will focus our attention on a couple of cold cases. First up, Miss Lynn Smith. She went missing on December 4th, 1985. Missing from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Date of birth is October 12th, 1969, which means she is 44 years old. She's a black female. Her hair is brown. Her eyes are brown. She's 5'3 and 110 pounds. Her ears are pierced. She has a mole on the right side of her chin. She was last seen wearing pink pants and a brown jacket and tan shoes.
She also goes by the name of Jeffrey Lynn Smith. If you've seen this young lady, we ask that you please call the Hot Springs Police Department at 1-501-321-6789. Once again, that's 1-501-321-6789. Or you can call 911 or 1-800-843-5678. 1-800-843-5678. Next up, Clasindra Hall. She's been missing since May 9th, 1994. Missing from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Date of birth, March 30th, 1976. She's 38 years old. She's a black female with black hair, brown eyes. She's 5'9", 120 pounds. She was last seen on May 9th, 1994. Once again, and she has a scar on the outside of her right knee. If anyone has any information about the location of this young lady, please call the Pine Bluff Police Department in Arkansas at 870-541-5300. 870-541-5300 or 1-800-843-5678. 1-800-843-5678. Or if all else fails, dial 911. We pray for the safe return of these young ladies, and we hope that their family never gives up and continue to try to find their loved ones. If you know someone who you'd like to see featured or have you see me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now if you are listening to a live broadcast and dial 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272, and leave the information with the person who answers the phone. Or you can go to our Facebook page and post the information on the TGRS Radio Network Facebook page, leave the information there, or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, or you can shoot us an email at thejryleshowatlive.com. That's thejryleshowatlive.com. We pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's a next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please. Continue.
Clutch the pearls. What a sneaky thing to do.
We sitting at the card table playing cards last week, and here the bitch done got drunk again, you know. That baby sister, come here, let me tell you something. You don't think sister ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong? Let me tell you something. I've been married 15 years. If my husband come home on payday, it's late, and he broke, he ain't getting no pussy. Fake bitch, bless her heart, she don't know. I said, let me tell you something, sister. If your husband come home on payday, it's late, and he broke, he done had some pussy. Tonight, give him a bottle and a blanket and tuck his ass in, okay?
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is the calling number. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. We're about 20 minutes away from the listening lounge. The QOD, the question of the day. Mr. Elias, I wrote a book, bruh. I wrote a book.
Yeah, I know.
Called The Hookup Chronicles. So tonight, we want to know, what happens? How do you recover from a bad sexual encounter? And so far we heard from the brothers. So far we heard from the brothers, but I want to hear from the females.
Okay.
So let me ask you, Miss Terry.
Miss Terry.
If a guy talks all this yin-yang, how bad he is, how he going to rough you up, he going to ride you like trigger.
Break your back.
He gonna break your back. Yeah, he gonna make you yelp. He gonna make you swing from the chandelier.
Sweat out your weave.
Yeah, sweat out your weave. Pull your hair out. You know, ride you like the white pony. And all of a sudden, as soon as he say all that, he is done. It is a done deal.
Yeah.
How can that? First of all, would you give him another opportunity? And second of all, how can he make it up to you, Miss Terry? How?
It would depend who the circumstances, but I've been.
Let's say it was Mr. Elias. Let's say Mr. Elias talked all that yin yang. It was him.
I couldn't think. No, I can't think it was Elias.
Okay, well, it wouldn't be me. So let me try to think of someone else to use. Let's say it was DP. It was DP. It was DP.
Wait a minute.
It was DP.
No, I went through a situation like that.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Yeah. And the guy, I mean, for like months, he kept saying, you know, this is what I'm going to do, bam, bam, bam. And finally when it happened, I was I have a big mouth. And so I was like,
duh.
What?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Sorry. Yeah.
The blankety blank blank. This is what I said. And I told him, I said, look, I'm just going to straight out tell you.
Oh, no.
You're no good. And stop talking about like you're good. No, this is the thing. If he wouldn't have never told me, like worked it up like he was great, then I would have might have felt a little sorry for him. But he gave me 3 months of this and that,
damn.
This and that. I cussed
him out of
my house.
You were fantasizing, huh? He was fantasizing.
I put him out of my house and told him, don't ever come back.
Cletus, I'm on fire. Cletus.
No.
He had you like Cletus on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. And then he showed up and you was like the mystery man. Mr. Elias, your joke's not going to go nowhere, man, so just leave it alone.
I told him when it happened, I said, look, Negro, you need to call a friend to come handle this. Because this is
ridiculous.
Oh,
damn. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Because I have never experienced. That was the first and last time I experienced somebody do. I don't, that he was not black.
Woo!
Thing. I ain't never experienced that from a black man.
Oh, sir, what, Jay, then?
Hold on. You said it was what? He wasn't what?
Huh?
What'd you say, Mr. Elias?
He wasn't black. Oh. It wasn't Jay.
What did you say, Mr. Elias?
It ain't Jay yet. Put the yet in. Yet. That might be the second time, you know.
This is our little boundary box. And we're going to close this box, and we're going to throw this bitch in the ocean.
First of all, let me tell you something. That's slander. That's blasphemy when you say that about me, girlfriend. You better act like you know. Okay, you better
you
get it straight.
What?
No, you said yet.
I don't.
You
know.
Said yet. Oh, you do know.
No,
you
I
said
do
yet.
Not know.
Oh, you
I
will.
I do not know.
Hey, don't talk
I do
crazy.
Not know
cause I'll put you
I
on punishment. I'll put you on punishment.
From what?
Hey, I'll put you on punishment.
Oh.
I walk around in Vegas with my silk drawers on. You be like, damn, I want to touch him. Don't you put your hands on me.
And I'll be in a room someplace else. I wouldn't even see you.
Drunk. Yes, you. You be in LA like, damn, Jay, please put your hands on me. Hell no.
No.
Because you've been bad.
Happen.
Yeah,
that
well.
Never
uh-huh.
happen. Not in this lifetime.
What? Yeah, whatever. I wish somebody would put me on punishment for good. You're already on punishment for good. Hell. Talking that yin-yang. Put me on punishment for good.
Yeah, whatever.
Please do.
317-850-1272. All right, look, Momo B, baby. All right,
yes.
Girl. That Joker had a Tarzan suit on when he was talking to you on the phone. He said, I'm going to ride you like Jane. And he came up in there swinging on a vine, and that was it. His vine was no good. So my question to you is, how does a brother make that up to you? How does he come back? First of all, will there be an opportunity for him to make it up to you, girl?
Oh, God. Well, my thing is, if somebody that I knew for a long time and I really like this dude, then there's always an opportunity to make it up if I like you.
Yes.
That's what all depends
on. What would you say to him? Would you tell him that it was broke down?
I tell everybody. Because my thing is, I'm not going to be the reason why you keep going around from place to place thinking you're all that. I'm going to let you know how it really is so you won't make that mistake again. You're not going to keep going around talking crap and you can't live up to it. So you need to stop. You really do need to stop. We're grown now. We're not kids anymore. We're all grown. We need to know what we got and what we don't got and how we are and how we not and what we are capable of. It's all about the capabilities. If you're not capable of doing it, stop saying it. Because you're just looking foolish. And I'm going to be the one to tell you that. So that is the thing I don't like. I don't like men, just like the series said. If you're going to pop all that yin-yang, then you need to bring it to the table. So all men, in my experience, this is what I like to do. I like to talk. I talk a lot. So people want to talk back. So everyone say, this and that, and this and that, and this and that, and like, okay, whatever. But I don't believe everything I hear. So to me, I go in expecting subnormal and just wait for a happy surprise. So that's what I do. So that's it. You know what I'm saying? I don't expect you to be all that, but I expect you to learn. I want you to learn, Momo B. I've told you this before, so I'm giving you a chance to come with it. But it's a turn off. It really is a turn off when brothers. I just don't even like to hear it. I don't even like brothers to be talking. Oh, I can do this. I don't care what you're saying, boy. You don't even have to say it. Why
do you call
me
boy?
We are grown up because only boys talk like that. Grown men shouldn't talk like that, in my opinion. They shouldn't be telling me what they're gonna do to me behind closed doors. You shouldn't be telling me that. We should just get on to it and let's see what you got. Because most of y'all don't live up to what y'all talking. So stop talking it.
Most men want to say it because
you know what? They think that's what we want to hear. I don't want to hear it. I really don't. I don't want to hear it. I'm a grown woman. I don't need to hear what you're going to do to me in the bedroom. I need you to show me, but I need to hear it beforehand and then get there and you ain't doing it.
Show me. Show me what I want
to
do.
Show me.
Yeah.
But you don't bring it to the table, then you're just a liar and you're incompetent and Momo B ain't having it.
Oh, damn. Why are you using work words on the ads? You are a liar and you are incompetent and your services are no longer required, sir. Oh, damn. That's not cool. That is not cool.
No, it's not. And you're right. You got to go. Today is your last day.
Oh, damn. Pack your mess
That's
up and
right.
Get the hell up out of here.
And don't leave anything because your pass key will be disabled as soon as you walk out the door.
Oh, damn. So you're saying that now would you tell him in a nice way or would you just be like, you know what, homeboy?
Like I just told you.
Oh, damn. That's cold-blooded.
He's a liar. If he popped all that stuff before, then I'd have to tell him straight up. No. If he was all boasting and bragging, then I'm going to give it to him straight like that. If he didn't say nothing like that, if he was just regular, where you going? What you doing? Don't bother. Go that way. If he was just regular, then I would be nice to him. I would be nice. If he was trying to act like he was 10 times above the crew, I would just be nice and be like, okay, booby, this is what we're going to do. Let me teach you a few things. That's what I would do.
So you're saying that you would teach them. You would not be all,
If I liked him and he wasn't bragging and lying on his, then I would be nice to him.
If he was a straight up, ooh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I'm expecting you to have some kind of backache, and I ain't got nothing. I'm like, what are you?
She's had a backache.
You a liar.
What are you talking about?
First of all, you a liar. Because I don't do liars. If you can lie about that, and you already know I'm going to find out.
What if he just had a bad situation? What if it was just a bad encounter?
No. I'm sorry. That you should have been talking all that crap. You should have been talking about that. At our age, you should already know how to do your thing. That's what I'm saying. It could be a bad encounter, yes. But then you shouldn't have been talking about it. That's all I want. Don't talk about it. We grown. You don't have to talk about it. Show and prove, boo. Show and prove.
Damn. Show and prove.
If I was a man walking around here, I wouldn't be saying a word. All I'd be saying is,
That's the same thing as saying a word.
No, I wouldn't say no word. I wouldn't brag. I wouldn't talk. I would say, you know, I'll be checking you out like, Like, I wouldn't be saying nothing because nobody ever knows. But I'm not going to be saying what I'm going to do, and they ain't doing nothing. And ain't capable of doing nothing because with the size, you know, I'm like, oh, what you thought you was doing with that? You ain't going to do nothing.
Come on.
Get out of here.
What the hell is that damn noise? What the hell is this?
I don't ask me,
Dr.
Jay.
Dr. Princess D, are you okay?
Come on. Yes, I am.
What's that?
Did you ask me?
What you doing, DP,
okay?
Man? Are you trying to prove your point on the air? What the hell are you doing?
I'm just doing my two long minutes, man.
I'm like, what is this dude doing?
Baby. You put that seatbelt on, you'll be a 2-minute ride that you'll never forget.
Oh, dang. What the hell was that? He said, 2-minute ride, you'll never forget. All right, so look. I need to tell my story. All right, here's the deal. I think
you
what you do. Now, hold on. And this is keeping it real. You know, we're going to keep it real.
That's what we're
going to
do for the book,
yo.
We got to do it for the book.
Yeah, you got to do it for the book. We have to do it for the integrity of journalism. We have to keep it real. This has happened to me before. When I was... Hold up. What you mean, of course? Somebody... Hold up. Excuse me. It wasn't last year. Okay, I was 24 years old when it happened. All right? Let me tell you, yeah, shut up. So... This is what I did. Because you know me, I like to talk yin-yang. And boy, she was fired up. She was like, Miss Terry. She's like, oh, snap. And man, I had never seen her naked before, right? So when she took her clothes off, I was like, oh, Lord. And look, I was like, damn, you fatter than I thought you were. Hey. That girl's fine. Oh, man. I did not know she had all that going on under there, boy. I was like, oh, my goodness. What am I going to do now? So we get ready to get busy, and I'm thinking, man, this ain't. Look, I was already defeated mentally because I'm like, this ain't going to last long because I'm about to just pass out just looking at her ass, right? So we get ready to do. And so now I'm trying to delay it, right? I'm saying, man, I got to, you know, I'm asking, do you want a drink? She's like, hell no, I want no drink, homie. We came here to do. We ain't here to talk. I ain't here to socialize, big dog. Let's get busy. I'm like, oh, damn, now I got to perform. And so, look, man, I'm not going to lie to you. I went in there, and, ooh, I don't even know if it was 2 minutes, man. It was crazy, man. And she was like, and this is what she said, Miss Elliott. I'll never forget this. She said, yeah, man. She said, all that you was talking and you did this. And look, I said, I tell you what, give me 15 minutes. She said, man, she said, the only reason why I'm staying is because you brought me to you. If I had a car, I'd leave. I mean, she was talking bad about me, Miss Elliott. And, bruh,
that's why
he
can't pop crap.
Hey, let me tell you something. But let me tell you something, though. Me being
what?
The big daddy yum-yums that I am, okay, after that 15-minute break.
15 minutes, I knew it. Here we go.
Man, it was all crack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a Hold on, are y'all singing while I'm telling my story? Hold on. When people sing while folks are telling their story, that means that you don't believe what Big Daddy said.
All I said was a dream, a simple fantasy that I was reality.
Hey, whatever. Whatever.
You just remind me of that song. I don't know why. I don't know why
the hell that remind you of that song either. That was crazy. All right, so listen. So the bottom line was that when it happened, I tried to break her damn back, Miss Elliott. I tried to kill her because she insulted me in my own bedroom. When somebody insults you on your own property, that's a problem. And that's what she did. She insulted me on my own property. Man, she had me reassessing the situation. Hold on what you said, Ms. Terry. So let me tell you something. That was when I was 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's think about
Viagra.
It. All right.
What you think is going to happen now?
No, I don't use no damn Viagra. All right, listen, J. King Network, guys, appreciate you. Coming up next, it is the music business the way I see it. You guys have a blessed week. Great work week, and we'll see you back here on this network on Wednesday. But, hey, you know, you can come hang out with us. You don't have to listen from there. You can come on Saturday and hang out with us. God bless. Take care. We'll see you when we see you. Peace and hair grease later. All right, so here's the deal. The bottom line is, that's the key, guys.
Right now, you're supposed to say Pharrell, though. This is what really happened.
Really?
That is what happened. No, go to hell, midnight. Go to hell, midnight. All right, here's the deal. So here's the moral. You got to get
you're quarter past,
right.
My ass.
Hey, look, you got to get right back on it. Do not go home. Despite if she says, get out of my house, don't leave. Now, if she dials 911, you have no choice. You have to go. But if you can calm her down, listen to her curse you out, that's okay. She can cuss you out all she wants. But then don't put your clothes on. Let's say that you had a bad encounter, you in her bed naked. She's talking about, you know what, get your ass up and get out of my house. Don't go nowhere. Get up and walk around naked. I'm not going nowhere.
Somehow,
you have to get back on that poontang immediately. That's how it has to work. That's how it works. Mr. Elias, am I right or wrong?
They got a name for that in the law books.
Yeah, no idea.
Oh, damn. I heard what you said.
Right.
Hold on, Mr. But am I?
They
hold
do.
On. DP, am I right? Am I right,
you're
DP?
Right, man. You're right. Give her a massage. Start giving her a massage. Her
thank you.
Again.
Thank you.
I don't want you touching me and you couldn't handle your business. I'm a hood.
That's because you ghetto. That's why.
I'm a hood.
You ghetto. Check it
away. If I want you out of my house, you get out of my house. You ain't going to be laying around naked and all that crazy.
What if I cook?
That's not going to work hood. No.
What if I cook for you?
No. I don't want nothing you have at that moment. You need to leave and let me
you know what? You're
off.
Just evil. That's what's wrong with you. You just an evil
I'm
ass.
Just no. Mm-mm. I done messed up, gonna wear cute stuff. And no.
It tells how you really feel, Miss Terry. Well, she sound like she been through a bad situation. Tell us how you really feel. I done got all cute. I've been imagining you putting your hands on me and putting massage oils on me.
You
got me all fired up. Yeah.
You better be handling your business. What you need to do is handle your business for 15 minutes. That's what you need to do. And then maybe I'll lay here and wait.
What the hell does that mean?
Get it off.
Imagine it.
Get it up.
Oh, hell no. You have lost your damn mind. You have lost all parts of your mind.
That is not going to happen. And you lost your mind thinking you're going to run around my house naked and you can't handle your
girl, let me tell you something, baby. You would. Yeah, you'd be like, damn.
No.
You're going to be like, why you do me like this? I'm going to say, baby, it was just a bad call. You know, just give me a chance. Come on. Come here, girl. Come on, smell this hot karate cologne that I'm wearing. What the hell? You know, come on. Work with me, baby.
And then I would have to miss a couple of shows because I would be wanting to tell everybody how you was. So I would have to miss.
Oh, that's not going to happen here. Don't bring it to this. Don't bring it here. That's not going to happen.
Don't bring the Chronicles back up again if you don't want me to say nothing.
All damn with you. Hey, let me tell you something. What happened in Vegas, stay in Vegas. Boy, I tell you what, if any of you help us bust me out, boy, it's going to be on and popping. They will never find y'all. Let's get out to the phone lines before we go to the lounge. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elliott, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We got Caliwood on the line with us.
Oh, damn. In New York. What's up, Caliwood?
What's going on? I told Momo B I was calling in from New York. Y'all gotta unmute me.
Caliwood in New York. Hey.
I've been from Coney Island to Radio City Music Hall. Now I'm back in Queens. I'm on the bus, and there was no way I was missing the J-Wild show today. There's no way I was missing some of this New York love today.
Caliwood, I got a question.
Give me some, baby.
You got a question for me? What's your question? What's your question?
Mr. Elias.
Did you break old boy off song?
Uh-oh.
Say what?
You already said. You already said.
Well, no, because we haven't met yet. We've been speaking on the telephone, but that we haven't met yet. So, no, I don't think that has happened. And in fact, here's the deal. We were supposed to meet up today when we spoke yesterday, and he never called me, so I think he got scared. So I don't think I'm bringing off anything in New York while I'm here other than some pretzels in that White Castle that's bubblegum. I've got my bubble stuff right now. Let me tell you right now. That White Castle might not have been the right move, because right now my stomach is on fire.
Oh, damn. Boo-boo. Oh, damn.
I can send you a couple of numbers. You can get some popping for real. Why you ain't telling me that on the phone today?
You wasn't talking about popping off. You if you lived in New York. I'm thinking I'm going to see Momo B in New York. I'm like, yo, you here? She's like, look, dude, I live in Florida. You don't listen. You know, like, wait, and I call Ernest. I'm thinking I'm going to see Ernest, right? Ernest live up in Scarsdale. I ain't going to see Ernest. Ernest, you know what I'm saying? It's like, none of that shit's going down. You know, all the people I think is going to New York, ain't nobody in New York. I got friends I'm thinking I'm going to see from high school. They in Atlanta liking my page, like, girl, take us. We love you taking us through the, you know, this way. You know, we see in New York through your eyes. Here's the deal. I wish somebody could call J-Rob's stomach right now, because that hot dog and that White Castle
Okay. All right. You know, Callie, what, I tell you what. That was funny. You funny. Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been muted in New York?
Gotta go.
Ah!
This person has been muted.
Oh, you gotta be nice.
Yeah, don't mute her.
You're right.
She got something else. She got other things to say. She got other things to say about her trip, and we gotta hear it because it's
gotta go. Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Who's next? Who's next?
Am I muted?
Not yet, but you keep bumping your damn gums. You will be. Thank you very much. All right, Caliwood, Caliwood, I have 3 minutes, baby. Talk to me.
I was like, Don really muted me. Oh, my God, I didn't hear
Hell yeah. You talking about my belly.
Hey, Dr. Personal, there.
Go ahead, Caliwood.
Yeah, hurry up, Cali. We got 3 minutes, baby. Talk to me.
All the way live from New York. It's Caliwood calling into the J-Rob company. What's going on, guys? And I love you, and just follow me on Facebook. But we're having a ball, and I'm just having fun. And my next trip, I'm coming to Houston, and I'm gonna do a week in Houston, just getting around J-Wild's stomach.
You wanna do that, girl?
Yeah.
Well, I wanna know.
Hey, you know what?
Jay, like, I wanna know. I have a question for you, really, Jay. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Like, really?
Yes.
Like, can we really get together? Like if I came to Houston, right, and we got together, would you tell people?
I tell people? No, you know what you would tell people? You'd be like, damn, I got a secret. I got to tell somebody. So you would tell people. You'd be like, Jay is the greatest. You would tell people. I wouldn't have to say anything. Okay, somebody's on stage speaking word right in their damn microphone.
I'm going to mute myself because I am on the bus. We're supposed to be listening.
That's New York.
You here in New York. You here in the background of New York City, but I will mute you because I'm
yes,
not going to miss your show.
Yes, I miss it. Tell them I miss it. Tell them I miss them
yes.
over there.
Yeah, you
oh,
tell them.
Yes. Momo B misses you. Everybody on the bus, Momo
get
B
a,
misses you.
You better get an headshot all day.
People who are looking at me, they're looking at me. They don't know who Momo B is, but I'm just telling them
yeah.
missing
it. Oh, we like, the one with the black? Was that the one with the black BMW that's running over people?
Yes! That's me, boo. That's me.
Oh, man. All right. We can, all right. Listen Loud's coming up next.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods will be in the house tonight.
Now, ain't no knock-knock who there, you know. Knock-knock who there. I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the J.R.E.N. show. Man, them jokes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J.R.E.N. show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room, all by myself, and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What are you talking about, man?
I tuned into Jay on the J. Ryle show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you're doing in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, every Wednesday, you know what time it is. It is the Listening Lounge. And like we mentioned earlier in the show, Ms. Tillyes, you know, we want this to be a seven-day-a-week network. So if you have a show that you'd like to simulcast here on the TGRS Radio Network, we're all down for it. We're down for whatever. Plus, we're going to play music as well. We're just putting the planning stages in order. We're going to have a set, Mr. Elias, called Another Smooth Jam Session, starring whoever the guest DJ is for that night. So, got a lot of things to put together, but here's a taste, Mr. Elias, of what people should expect from the lounge.
Let's get it on, man. Let's stop talking about it. Let's do it. Let's do the kid.
All right, here we go.
Woman, woman, get your woman strong. shoulder. A sexy swagger with sex appeal. A grown woman hook up them home-cooked meals. A grown woman in zoos confident. Better recognize one when a grown one's in. And a grown woman knows how to tell you no. A grown woman knows when to let you go. You can have a big old car and a big old house, but next to God, nothing else amounts to a woman, 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 strong woman.
Minutes to wrap it. As a matter of fact, we're going to lose our live audience, so let's say goodbye to you guys now. Have a great, 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 great work week. We'll see you next time. If you're listening in the archives, you're going to get our wrap it up and our final call. But for those live listeners, we're going to lose you in about 2 minutes. So anyway, anything we need to, any unfinished business we need to take care of before we shut it down tonight, Mr. Elias?
No, man. That's my boy Raheem Divine. He put it down on that one. I love that song.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. So we need to, we're going to reach out to all the hosts out there. If you have a radio show and you'd like to simulcast with us, you need to send us an email or call doing a live show or go to Facebook if you're on Facebook and send us some information. We'd love to get you on the air. Now, I think if you've been listening to this network long enough, you know what days we are on the air for our shows. And, of course, our personalities get priority. So if they want to, do a show or whatever the case may be, they get priority on that. But, we want something to happen here 7 days a week, man. I just think that, it should be. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Elias?
I agree wholeheartedly, my brother. I agree wholeheartedly.
Now, Mama B, if you were doing an old school show, like you've been,
I can get down, you slipping on my DJ skills.
Yay.
What would be the first song that you would play?
1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
We will. What would be the first song you would play on old school Mama B, Get Night, whatever the hell you want to call it?
You call me off guard with that. The first song I would play would have to be, first of all, I would call it the R&B Love Sash. Yes.
Oh, damn.
And it would definitely be the R&B Love Sash. Yes. What are you talking about? And it definitely would be something by the Ivy Brothers. The Ivy Brothers of my people. So it'd be some Ivy music up in there. It'd be definitely some Shirley Murdoch. Yes. We haven't heard her in years. Shirley Murdoch would definitely be up in there. Glenn Jones for sure. The deal would be riding up in there. One Way.
What about
Remember
George
One
Pettis?
Way, the group One Way? No, no,
what
no.
What about George
Remember
Pettis?
No. Remember the group One Way?
Oh,
damn. They definitely be riding that. Up in there. Yes, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm going to hit you with the classic.
My brother's keeper.
Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
Momo B, final thoughts, jeez.
My final thought is learn my body. Just because I'm wet does not mean I had an orgasm.
Oh,
learn it.
All
my
right.
Lord. Learn it and recognize.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say by that. Jeez. Learn her body. Okay, and Miss LES, man, final thoughts, McDowell.
Oh, man, my final thoughts are this, man. Blur my body. Ain't no head out. you know.
All right.
Look, and my final thoughts is, learn my body, hell. Just because I'm squirming like a pig don't mean I'm enjoying myself. Just because I'm squirming like a pig don't mean I'm enjoying myself. I could be faking. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Rewind.
Oh, man, that is a stupid mess right there. Boy. All right, folks.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll learn your body, baby. Yeah, Momo, ain't no hair down there for that boy.
Well, I'm hyped. And since you asked me a specific question about what would be my first song that I would throw on, this is what I would throw on first. I would throw on some Robert Winter's Magic Man. You remember that song, Magic Man? Just touch your hand and touch your heart and make your love. That was a yes, that would be my first. That would be the first song I would throw on. I would throw that on first, and right behind it, "This Must Be Heaven." Yes, I would rock it out. Yes, you tell me. I got that. And Isley Brothers, "Groove With You." That would be right behind it. That'd be my three play right there. That'd be my three play right there.
Oh, damn! I'm loving it, baby.
I know what I'm doing.
Right.
I know what I'm doing.
I know you, the DJ. Yeah, what must you do to be a DJ? All right, folks, it is time for our final thoughts. And DP, man, we let the guests go first. Big Daddy, final thoughts. Don't you go good. DP, final thoughts, Big Daddy. Thank you, DP. Thank you for your final thoughts. All righty. Miss Terry, baby, final thoughts.
Great show, lots of laughs, and just remember, always handle your business.
Yeah, no, you better remember it. Don't be take that threatening tone out your voice when you're talking to me. Somebody, you better handle your business, or I'm going to do something to you. Yeah, whatever. I hear you. Thank you very much, Miss Terry. All right, Dr. Prince, what are your final thoughts?
Great show, and I enjoyed everyone. And I want to say this. It's so important for us to understand that sometimes it just is. That no matter what, it just is. So it's okay to be cool. It's okay to be happy. Because it just is, at any time, yes. I just want to read something that came to me the other day when I thought about being one. And when, even in a relationship, it just is. Because it just is, at any time we can join together in heart, mind, body, and soul, it just is. Because we are who we are together, individually, and as one, we will forever remain constant in spite of circumstances or whatever should come. It just is. What it is, we are one. So, yes. Explore love, because let me tell you something. A mental stimulation is so much more powerful and so much more pleasurable than you could ever think. And then to accompany that with the physical, as Momo B would say, it is something wonderful. So, listen. Yes. Allow yourself to step back a little bit. And go a little bit in the mind. It's a wonderful thing. So anyway, I want everybody to
Me
online. Dr. Vincent Vigilia, and don't forget Transforming
Blame
Detroit
on,
the new on the new ABC Network, Channel 20 on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. right after Paternity Court. I love every last one of you.
All right. Mwah, we love you, too. Poop your mics off. All right. Bumblebee, final thoughts. Hey, man, she's been talking. Everybody else say bye. See you later. That's your yes, let me read something to you. And I love you, and that is.
Yeah, like it's going to be in the archives, man. That was cold.
My final thought is,
there ain't
much
be like the hell with her.
I'm just ready. Yeah, okay, what are we going to do now? Well, we're going to go back, way back, back in time. Okay, anyway, my final thought is, there ain't much difference between winning and losing if you don't appreciate the experience. So just be honest, be real, and if you can't satisfy Momo B, just be open for changes and new experiences. Yeah,
hell no.
Jell it up.
Hell no. You talking like you lost your damn mind. Hell no.
I'm just saying.
Jell it up.
You got to be open for new experiences. I'll get you there.
Hey, look, your name ain't Maven Staples, and I ain't Pop Staples. You ain't taking me nowhere. I can't take you there. You ain't taking me no place. I'm saying where the hell I am. Ain't nobody's all let me pull up. Woo, girl, I'm telling you, you know, I go there with you, baby. I go there with you. Miss Jelly Ass, man, final thoughts, Big Daddy.
Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Oh,
hey, man, you know what, man? You know what, man? I guess next year, now let me ask you something, Mr. Elliott. Next month will be our five-year anniversary. Will you change your saying on our five-year anniversary?
I'm going to change it every year, man.
Oh, so he's sticking to his gun. So I like booty. I say it.
So you're
going to
have an anniversary show?
Yeah. Don't we have one every year?
I was just asking because, you know, sometimes you get funky. I was just asking.
Why are you getting funky on me? And
tell me why.
Don't do it. I got a song for everything, girl. I got a song for everything. Oh, damn. Mr. Elliott, man, can we shut it down, dog?
By all means, let's shut it down.
All right. Yes, you are. So, for Dr. Princess Ardia, for Miss Terry from Mama BC and Nahez, Mr. L to the E to the S, and DP for sitting in with us. I'm Jay Rowell. Enjoy the rest of your work week. God bless, and we'll see y'all when we see y'all. Peace!
Shout out to Mr. Uwe.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
About in 2 minutes. I feel like 2, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm still wise. Who else is here? Hello? Anybody here? Oh. Are you guys still mad at me? Oh, God. Well, anyway, it's been so long since I've seen you guys. I don't know how... Oh, it is here. Look at that. We've got music. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how long it's been because it's been a while. It's been like 3 or 4 weeks or something. It's been crazy. Hectic. But listen, guys. Tonight's topic was really awesome because you know what? Let me tell you something about romancing and loving. I'll get to that in a minute, okay? Because I really need to talk to you guys. Some things I think that people just really don't get. We are so missing it. We get all caught up in the physical attraction. Physical attraction. It's some kind of song that says that. But anyway, we get so caught up in the physical attraction, and we completely negate the power of our mind. Ooh. I'm telling you, it's so wonderful to take a break from the physical with your mate, right, for a minute. Just take a little break, right? And as you take that break, it's just really great if you would just allow yourself to first get closer to them, because I don't know what it is. You know, the church used to always say you can't have sex before marriage and all that kind of stuff, and then everybody walking around hot and heavy getting married when they shouldn't be getting married and getting married soon. They kiss a few times, and that's it. Dum-da-dum-dum-dum. Then they're getting married, right? Not, okay? I want to take this to another level, okay? I want to invite you to something that is so powerful and intriguing. I think it's really important for us to grow mentally. So, now, you're in a relationship, right? You guys have already taken it to that great level. It's been really good. You've enjoyed each other. You've had great and hot, heavy sex. So you know exactly how your man or your woman get down. You know exactly how you can put it down in the physical. Now, you know how it is. Can't control yourself. Can't keep your hands off each other. Now, there comes a time when you can exercise real strength and you purposefully decide to pull away on purpose. No sex, none of that. You just have a good time. No sex, no nothing. Can you imagine that? Now, what happens, and I'm going to tell you, I have experienced this. What happens is you get much closer to that person. Much closer to that person. You start to connect with them in conversation, in the mind. Man, when you're with them, the sound of their voice is orgasmic. The presence, forget about it. You're changing your underwear. Bottom line. Bottom line. Boom. There it is. Done. Now let me tell you about this. This is some intellectual stuff I'm talking about. Intellectual. They need to make a song called Intellectual Loving. That seems like something J. King would make up. But anyway, you know, him with that consciousness CD. You know, they'll come up, you know, the new consciousness CD by Club Nouveau. That is something they'll probably make up. So anyways, so now you have allowed yourself to exercise all the strength that you have to pull back, to embrace each other but not embrace each other. Those kisses become more sensual. You guys have a little fun together, a little sippy-sippy, and maybe a little whatever else you do, and then you don't do it, though. Now, let me tell you what happens. There's gonna come a time that you're going to want to explode, literally. But you're going to pull back and allow yourself not to take advantage of that explosion, that encounter physically. And you're going to let it wait. And you're going to let it marinate. You just keep marinating and marinating and marinating like Eddie Murphy say, right? What did he say? You're just getting hot and heavy and just hot and heavy and just whatever. You know what she said from the club. Amazing. Amazing show. You got to watch that. But anyway, so it's just keeps getting hot and hot and hot. But you're feeling this connection. You're thinking about your mate in another way. Now, after some time, I know some of you are asking, how long are you supposed to do that? Maybe after a couple of days we could do that. And after that, I'm getting busy. Forget all that. Try a few months. Seriously. I mean, after you have tested the water, pull back. Allow yourself to grow in another level, mentally. And then bring it back again. I don't even know if you can imagine it. Because let me tell you what's going to happen to you. You're going to desire much stronger. You're going to feel so wonderfully pleasured just thinking about your mate. And there are some times your mind, as you think about them, you'll think about them, and then your mind will take you on an excursion. And that excursion will lead you to an explosion. And that explosion will be one that you've never had imagined before. Another wonderful truth of us. Yes, I talk about the mind, and they say, oh, about me and my little, what does Rob Smooth say? Me and my aluminum foil. Well, let me tell you something. If you guys would just listen to me, you would have the time of your life. Yes, 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 darlings. You definitely would have the time of your life just listening to me. So listen, and if you read about it, matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? Hold on. Because I'm not going to be before you long, as the preacher would say. Let the church say amen, right? We need to know this, okay? So this is taking that abstinence to another level. Mm-hmm. Yes, baby. Yes, yes, yes. Hold on. Let's look in. I think I have company, too. Oh, Lord. No, so listen. Okay, or either my children have company. We don't know. Okay, let's just see. Let's see, let's see, let's see. Okay. My computer is going so slow because I want to pull this up. Because there are, you can read up on this. I'm talking about mental excursions in your sex life. Mental excursions in your sex life. That's what this is all about. We need to grow up and take this stuff to another level, I'm telling you. And if we don't take it to another level, we are going to keep depriving ourselves and missing out on some real good stuff. So listen, guys, I've got to go. I really, really, really do. And I know you wanted to hear more, but I just wanted to give you a little nugget. I really do have to go because I've got company now. I got to go. But listen, you guys can handle this. Listen, hold on a minute. I'm on the radio, babe. How you doing? Now listen. Okay, so listen now, guys. You have to take heed to what I'm saying. Ladies, listen to me. Okay, I want you guys to listen to me, ladies and gents. Pull back. Give yourselves an opportunity to go deeper, starting first in the mind. And when you do that, especially when it comes to those sexual desires, I'm telling you, you're going to get so much closer to your mate. You're either going to get closer or you're going to fall the heck out, one or the other. But I can guarantee you, you are in love and you are feeling it like that. I'm telling you, you're going to take your relationship and your sex life to a level that you never could imagine, never could imagine. And even it talks about online, it talks about mental stimulation and how that gives you and it yields you the greatest peak and orgasmic experience ever. And the orgasms are much longer than they are than the ones that you get in the physical. Do you understand that? Yes. Okay. This is the Mental Sex 101. I ought to make a class called that. Mental Sex 101. Yes. Just say you heard it from me. You heard it from me. That's right. Let's talk about some real stuff. Now, listen, before I get out of here, let me do this real quick. I'm going to say mental stimulation. Look at that. I put in mental stimulation. I got mental stimulation for dogs, games. I guess they say the hell with mental stimulation for humans because we are so far disconnected from the mental. Okay, so let's just say mental stimulation or guess what? Mental orgasm. Let's see what happens with that. Now, see, guys, you can't be afraid of the sexual conversation either. Let's see, orgasm. But since we were talking about it, I figured we'd just talk about it. Orgasm. Okay, there we go. Look, they don't even have anything that comes up on Google. I'm amazed. Especially when Google can tell you what to eat for dinner. You know, you don't even have to think. You can tell them your birthday or something and tell them that you're looking for something, and it will tell you how to do it. By mental blockage. See, look, they're even confused. They don't even understand what it means. Any kind of stimulation beyond my mental concentration. Oh, wow. I guess, wait a minute. Actually, mentally, how to think yourself to orgasm. Okay. We're going to have to do some study on this. I really am, because I'm telling you, that's what they call it. That's what they call it. Tantric. See, I didn't know the old fancy name for it, but I've heard it before. It's called tantric meditation, and it is that next level. It's called a mental orgasm. Amazing. And it is greater than the actual physical. So how do you spell it is T-A-N-T-R-I-C, tantric sexual meditation. That's it. It's amazing. That's the actual name, because I've heard that before. The female orgasm, the mental orgasm. Amazing. Guys, listen, I want you to check that out. I know you ladies, you're going to be looking it up. It's called tantric, T-A-N-T-R-I-C. Men, you look this up too, because I'm telling you, pull back and you will go into another level with your mate, okay? That is it for tonight, the moment after dark with the dark. I missed you guys so much. I really did. I missed you guys so much. Listen, there's so much going on. In September, the True Purpose team is going to Kenya, and we have a huge event planned in Kenya for 4 days. It's going to be absolutely awesome. In conjunction with what we're doing in Kenya in this time in September 10th through the 15th. We will, actually 10th through the 16th, we'll be there, but our events start on the 12th, actually, through to the 15th. So it's going to be an awesome thing, and I want you to check it out. We have so many things going on. I want you to go to bountifulgroup.com, because we need your participation. We need your participation, and we would love for you to help the team go. We have a phenomenal team that is going. Cassandra Calloway is actually included in that, and we have a few others. We have Vanessa McLean from the UK, myself, and we also have, we're working out for one of our young ladies who actually, she has no arms and legs, Pauline Victoria, and she will be a part of it, but she may not be there in the physical, but that's okay. We're working it out to see how we're going to have to do it, because they have to be able to accommodate her transportation, because she does have no arms and no legs, but she's so willing to go. We're going to be speaking to over 1,000 people throughout the week, and also over 400 people. Are you listening to me? Over 400, not people, 400 orphans on our final day of presentation there. What are we doing? We are helping to inspire. We are bringing all of the resources and tools that are needed for the individuals in Kenya to reach their life's true purpose. And we give them what they need mentally, in spirit, physically, and also financially. So we help them. And I want you to check us out online. And then don't forget to visit me on Facebook, Dr. Princess Adelia, and transformingdetroit.com. You can check out some of the archived previous shows, but I want you to check out what we're doing on ABC. And I'm looking forward to that. So I look forward to being here next week. I missed you guys. I really did. And don't forget, tantric sexual meditation. That's what I want you guys to check out, because I'm telling you, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, an absolute terrible thing to waste. Okay, have a good night, guys. Bye. Mwah. Smooches.